And you're welcome back to our review of the year. We haven't forgot about Jeremy Doherty. He's still in studio, so he is, and he's going to be recapping on what's been a great year for Donegal jockeys. One in particular, Mr. Oisin Orr, who won one of the big five classics this year. That's coming up. But first of all, me and Chris Ashmore, we certainly got our eyes open back in February, didn't we, Chris? Because the World Tug of War Indoor Championships came to Letterkenny in February. It proved to be a hugely successful event for Donegal in hosting it, and indeed for the Donegal pullers as well. But Chris, it wasn't a sport that me and you really experienced up until that particular weekend, and we were blown away with it.
Absolutely. It was held in the Ora Leisure Complex in Letterkenny. Big numbers in attendance every day. A lot of the people down, it was a real novelty factor there. The sport has always been strong in Northern Inishowen. Clonmany B were the real stars from an Irish perspective. There were a number of other Irish teams, Irish representatives as well. But you know, to see this there with the crowd, learning how the whole thing worked, great organisation, very professionally done. And it was the quick-fire nature of the whole thing. A team would go out, they'd compete, they go back into what was like a mini Olympic village around the back of Ora. They had a chance to for refreshments, a little bit of rubbing of the legs, whatever. And then they were back out again, and the whole thing ran like clockwork. And there was Irish success, and to see some of the organisers involved and what it meant to them, it was a real highlight of the year.
Yeah, a fantastic story, given we'll hear from him shortly, Danny McGonigal, and along he's been involved in the sport, and then eventually getting the World Championships being brought to Donegal, and he had a big organising team behind him. He got the support that was needed to do it, to bring it here. And then in the morning of the first day, Chris, remember the flood in the Ora?
Yes.
We all thought it wasn't going to happen.
You know, nearly panic stations. But again, credit to all involved. The show had to go on. And thankfully, the weather eased a bit. Great support from so many people. The county council got involved as well. And, it put Donegal on the map. And what was also very encouraging was they had feedback from it afterwards, and the competitors and spectators from other countries all giving top marks to the show that was put on in Letterkenny and what happened. Clonmany B were the stars on the opening 2 days of the competition, winning a gold in the men's open 600 kilos. It was a second club medal for them. They took a silver in the 560 category as well. And Eddie Gallagher, well, he was the anchorman on the rope for Clonmany, and his thoughts afterwards really summed it up.
Both on Friday, getting the silver in that final of the 560, we probably kind of thought we could have maybe went on, push on for the gold, but came back out again yesterday. We regrouped, we recovered, we had a really good recovery. We regrouped again and got back in yesterday, and we put on the stale, you know. It was a long day yesterday, long, long, hard day. You know, I think the final, I can't even remember how many times we pulled yesterday, but it went well, you know, and we're back in the gold again.
I think over the course of the 2 days, you only lost two ends, and they were in the final, which is one silver, but you really stepped it up through the gears yesterday, performance-wise, you did, and particularly in that final against Mountain View. They couldn't handle what you just brought to the rope.
No, even in the heat stages, you know, it's a 600 team, it's bigger men, it's a bigger team. We knew there's piles of power in this team, so we just decided to go out and just rip everybody up, and that's exactly what we did. I know in the final, I mean, Mountain View, the whole year in the championship, we're fighting with them for gold and silver, and it paid off yesterday. You know, all this training, it paid off yesterday, so we're delighted with the outcome, you know.
That's Eddie Gallagher, who was the anchor man on the rope for Clonmany. Well, Clonmany and Inishowen pullers were also part of Ireland teams that also won medals, bronze in the 560, 600, 460 and 680 kilograms. The man that was behind bringing the worlds to Donegal was, of course, Inishowen man Danny McGonigal.
Mighty success. It was unbelievable. 4 days, the first 2 days, the clubs, now they're representing the Clonmany clubs, and we've got lots of medals come back. Lots of happy memories over 43 years. And I can't even get over it. It's unbelievable.
It is. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And, you know, the people here, many of them have never seen tug-of-war before live. And it can only do the support good.
Good. Yes, there are more people talking about starting now and to see what's going on. And the mothers and fathers are all here watching it. and they can't get over how the discipline of everybody shaking hands and how the hospitality of the people around Letterkenny and hospitality of everyone here and hospitality and then here. And there's so many names to thank, and I couldn't thank, couldn't mention all the names, but I have a lot of helpers on here behind the scenes, and along with the pullers. And, oh, it's unbelievable, but for 43 years, the best of my life. I never enjoyed any of my life. And somebody told me, when's the next big one? I said, I'll be a millionaire.
Mr. Tug of War himself, Danny McGonigal, and it was interesting that piece, which hasn't been included in the review snippet, that he talked about working with a young girls' Clonmany team that was brought in at the very last minute to represent Ireland as well. So it wasn't all about the big pullers that he was working with. He was really at the grassroots of Tug of War, which is huge in his showing. But to Danny, that meant so much that weekend in Donegal, didn't it, Chris?
Well, you could hear it in his voice. He was overcome by emotion. It had all gone so well. And when you're involved in a big tournament and you've a lot of responsibility, and as you mentioned there with the flooding, you know, he was just hoping that everything went off well. But in the end, it did. And not only did it go off well, it was a resounding success. And there was medals as well from an Irish point of view. So he couldn't have been happier.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Right, let's go to horse racing. The sport has seen an influx of Donegal jockeys in recent season, and they've all had busy years, and one man in particular had a 2020 that he's not going to forget, Jeremy Doherty.
Yes, Oisin Orr, his brother Connor, Dylan Brown McMonagall and Luke McAteer, all household names now in terms of Donegal sport. They all had success at home, while Martin Harley was also ever present in the winner's enclosure in England. The biggest win of 2020, as you say, came in September. That was for Oisin Orr. The Rathmullen man won the Irish St. Ledger at the Curragh Racecourse in Kildare on Search for a Song for trainer Dermot Weld. It was Oisin's first Group 1 winner and only a second ever for a Donegal jockey. But the week was also a sad one for Oisin and the sport following the passing of 12-time Classic winner Pat Smullen.
Look, I was very lucky to know Pat. It was very unfortunate what happened to him, but he'd been very good to me. He got me the job and Mr. Weld, and look, I was a big supporter of his when he was riding, so look, it's devastating what happened.
It's a sad time for horse racing, but I would say you certainly enjoyed your time in the saddle last Sunday at St. Ledger, the biggest one of your career. It was a special day for you, Oisin.
Yeah, very special day. There was a bit of pressure going in because the filly had won it last year, but she'd been in good form before and been galloping well. I know her runs this year, her first two runs, she was, things just didn't go right, but her last run before the Ledger, look, she ran a good race to Magica, who went on to win the Champion Stakes. So looking back on it, it wasn't a bad run, and look, there was a bit of pressure going into the day, but luckily enough she went and done the business.
You've stepped up, of course, from apprentice in recent years. Did you think there would be such a short period of time before you got the opportunity to take such a big race in one of the big five classics here in Ireland?
Yeah, for sure. I was never expecting to keep the partnership with the filly. But look, I was very grateful when I did get the chance to ride her this year. And I'm very grateful for the owners and Mr. Weld.
Well, Oisin would end the year with 39 wins. His brother Connor, who mixed the year with Hunt Racing, he took 16 jump victories. In their first apprentice year, Dylan Brown McMonagall impressed with 33, while Luke McAteer was also a winner, notching up 27 for the season. And cross channel, Martin Harley, who is the other Donegal jockey to ever win a Group 1 Classic, he had 28 victories in a disrupted year. In July, he also became the first Donegal jockey to ride in the Epsom Derby, but his mount worthily didn't feature at the front for trainer John Godson. That's not to say there was no success. In a 5-week period between August and September, Harley had a 103-1 double at Newmarket, a 98-1 treble at Chelmsford City, and then a 165-1 double at Wolverhampton.
You'd be doing all right if you had a tenner and all those, Dermot.
Sure would, Oisin, sure would. Yeah.
Okay, Muffman Ronan McLaughlin set the world Everstream record in July. He completed 80 laps off Mamour Gap, hitting the target of the height of Everest in 7 hours and 4 minutes, 41 seconds, which knocked 23 minutes off the previous record that was held by the great Alberto Contador. It was a second stint in a fortnight that McLaughlin would take on the challenge, where his previous time of 8 hours and 13 minutes was an Irish record and the 5th best time in the world. Speaking afterwards, Ronan said it was amazing to complete what was a mammoth challenge.
I think for anybody that is into their cycling at all, they'll know Alberto Contador's name. He's won Tour de France twice, and he's won the Tour of Italy and Tour of Spain, and it's pretty much, there isn't very much he hasn't won, like, so it's incredible to see the headlines today that somebody sitting up here in the northwest of Ireland has gone and taken this global cycling superstar's world record. Like, it's amazing. So as if 64 times up Mamour Gap wasn't enough, I decided to sort of shorten the segment that I was going to use on it, and that meant that the average gradient that I'd be cycling on would be a lot steeper. Now, because it was shorter, I obviously had to do more laps, but yeah, I ended up doing 80 laps yesterday, but my average gradient was 14.2% instead of 11% like the last time.
Right.
So I managed to, even though it was more laps, it was more shorter laps, so I managed to shave 35 kilometers off the total distance required. And as you said in your introduction there, distance is irrelevant. It's all about elevation gain. So, so being able to shave that much off made a huge difference.
Yeah, it was a COVID year, which was crazy. And then these athletes then decided to go on crazy challenges. And one man was at it, of course, was that man, Ronan McLaughlin. And it's amazing the way you hear that he changed the tactic on the second time around. And he factored it all in after doing 8 hours the first time. And he even had it down to fine margins, where he stripped back the gears in the bike. He actually dropped the number of gears because he didn't need them. And when you do that, I'm sure it adds to less weight on the bike as well, because it was all to do with the evolution of the hill climb and the distance and different things. So it got very, very technical and scientific as well, so it did. But Ronan McLaughlin finishing the year as a world record holder, defeating the great Alberto Contador, of course, winner of the Tour de France. But Ronan McLaughlin's year just wasn't done, because less than a month later, he smashed the Donegal Ultra 555 record by a massive 82 minutes. He completed the 550-kilometre loop of the Donegal coastline in 17 hours and 21 minutes, beating the previous record of 18 hours and 43 minutes, which was set by Cormac Keane. Ronan was delighted with another superb performance.
Sure am, yeah. It's brilliant to win, but then to do... The course in such a fast time as well is just it's really icing on the cake, I suppose. Straight out of the gates and heading for Mavelle, I knew that I was on a good day. I was feeling very good. The legs felt good. I was holding the speed on the time trial bike there fairly well, not easily, but as comfortably as can be expected. And I knew pretty much, from the moment we rolled away from Mount Airdrie that I was on a good day. But still then, everything has to go to plan, and there were certainly times yesterday where not everything did go to plan, but that I suppose is all part of it. It's just dealing with the unexpected, and the crew and the support team and all that were vital and been able to do that, and just when things didn't go exactly as we planned, they were able to fix bikes at the side of the road, and they were able to get me different bits and pieces of food that I needed, and able just to kind of keep me calm and keep me focused on the task at hand. They dealt with all those issues, so I know it's a sort of a cliche that you couldn't do it without the team, but at the same time, there's no way of overstating that, how important a good team is in an event like this.
Ronan McLaughlin smashing the record of the 555 is the world Everstream record holder for 2020. If ever there was a man deserved to break over Christmas, Chris Ashmore, it's Ronan McLaughlin.
Absolutely. And, it's such a grueling event. It's hard to really fathom just what is involved. And indeed, former professional cyclist Conor Dunn, he competed in the 555. He's a broadcaster with the Global Cycling Network. Now, he took his bike and camera to the Northwest to take on the solo challenge, but he didn't finish. So that just shows how tough it is.
Yeah, it certainly is a tough one. Okay, moving on to bikes that have engines. Recent Keelan Irwin finished first and second, respectively, in an exciting race to end the British Superstock 600 season in mid-October. Rhys crossed the line just 0.3 seconds ahead of his brother Keelan at Brands Hatch. The result meant that Rhys, in what was his rookie year in the class, finished second in the overall rankings, with his brother Keelan finishing in fourth. It was a tremendous performance by the brothers on that day, and won by Rhys as well, who finished second in that championship.
New day, you know, I had a chance at winning because I knew, to be fair, I was had the most sort of pace out of everyone. So, I really am delighted, you know, to come from so far back, you know, and take another race win and to go 1-2 my brother was just unbelievable.
You both mentioned there the 1-2. Keelan, you just finished 0.36 seconds behind Rhys. Did you think you may have caught him towards the line, or how are you feeling coming towards that finishing line?
Yeah, well, I exited the last corner in third place, and I had to, like, use the draft past second. And I was closing, but the line just came too soon, but no, it was an unbelievable experience. You know, even though it's behind closed doors, obviously, because of the COVID-19 and stuff, the atmosphere and stuff, it was just, stuff it seems, you know, obviously coming from Donegal and stuff, you know. Like, even this year, racing, surely we could have never dreamed that we'd both be at the front, never mind both getting on the podium, you know, and winning races as Rhys has done and stuff. It's just, it's hard to put into words, to be honest. And it was on my dad's birthday as well, so it's all the stars aligned.
Rhys, second in your rookie year in this championship. How does that feel?
Yeah, no, it was brilliant. If you told me at the start of the year that I was going to be this strong, win this many races and finish second in the championship, I would have said no way. But no, it was, you know, it's a brilliant little testament to all the good people I've got around me this year, you know, and all the help my brother as well. You know, I don't think I'd be half as fast if it wasn't for him, you know, all the help and everything. But yeah, I've got great support from everyone, yeah, so it's a brilliant season.
Brilliant season, certainly for the Irwins, and in particular Rhys, who has now joined the reigning British Supersport champions Appleyard Macadam Yamaha for next season. Meanwhile, another Kilmacrenner man, Richard Kerr, was also on the BSB circuit this year. He ended his Supersport season finishing the campaign in 7th. He was the only rider in the championship to score points and finish every race in the highly competitive class. Okay, we're into the final hour of the review. We'll have more on the way after these.